We've been spared the usual reputation for weather in the month of March so far, but you know how it goes: in like a lion, out like a lamb. We may flinch at the weather at the beginning of the month, but some of us can find a use for it. Here is the Carter family to explain.
Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away.
Now that's the spirit. We'll also let those winds blow in some information about arts events around the region. We celebrate the arts on the first Friday of March and every month with the return of our First Friday Arts segment. Email invitations are sent out earlier in the week, and we open the phone lines for arts organizations to call with news of coming concerts, shows, and gallery events. If you didn't get the invite, here it is. Call 800-838-3760 to tell us about arts events near you. We'll put calls on the air as long as they keep coming in, and the last line just got tied up. So be a couple minutes before we get an opening. And yes, we do need to acknowledge that with the virus concerns, I saw that the Access Senior Fair, for example, scheduled for St. Patrick's Day in Medford, has been moved to April 28th. So public gatherings are starting to get moved. There is the possibility it will happen in the arts events as well. But let's deal with the list we have, and let's get started with our call, starting with Valerie from Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back to The Exchange.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. So we are on the tail end of our successful run of Steel Magnolias. We have a couple more weekends left of that. Steel Magnolias closes on March the 22nd, and you can get tickets online or by calling our box office. But opening April 2nd, the day before First Friday, for next month, is our musical, The Spitfire Grill. And I am very excited. We start rehearsals for this on Sunday. It's one of my most favorite musicals of all time.
Now, you sent us a clip, Val. Can you set this up before we play it?
Yes. So there's a young lady who has come to Wisconsin. She's new in town, and she is thrown into having to work at the Spitfire Grill, where she knows absolutely nothing about cooking. And the owner of the grill has fallen and hurt her hip, so there's no one else to keep the grill open except Percy. So this is Percy trying to hold everything together while she cooks in the diner for the first time.
Okay, here we go. Here's that clip from the Spitfire Grill.
Got a recipe for disaster. Turn the stove a little higher. Then jump out of the frying pan right into the fire. Never ever cooked a meal that didn't start its life out in a can. Yes, I'm the queen of TV dinners. Pull me out of the fire, back in the frying pan.
Kind of a pretty song for somebody in such dire circumstances.
Right? It's a beautiful score. We are doing something new and different with it this time. Samuel French, who owns the royalties, has allowed us to have our actors playing the roles play all of their own instruments.
Oh, wow.
So not only will these actors be up on stage, you know, acting the roles, they'll also be playing banjo, mandolin, guitar, accordion, piano, which of course piano will not be, you know, moving, but so we are kind of doing a different new take on the Spitfire Grill with the actors playing all their own instruments.
And that opens April 2nd, and you said Steel Magnolias runs through the 22nd of March?
Yes, of March, yes.
Okay. Val from Oregon Cabaret, always good to hear from you.
Great, thanks so much.
Sure. Phone line now open at 800-838-3760 on this first Friday as we move to Teresa with Art and Soul in Ashland. Welcome.
Hi there, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. I love it. What a gorgeous sunny morning here in the Rogue Valley, right?
Not for long, we hear.
That's right. Well, I wanted to tell you that this first Friday, we at Art and Soul Gallery are participating in the yearly Ashland High School Art Show as our featured display this month. Isn't that a great way to help kickstart a budding artist's career?
Sounds like. What are you doing?
I love it. So we're going to be featuring Ashland High School students. And then, in addition, Art and Soul Gallery has an incredible month with a demonstration of three of the gallery artists, which is going to be later in the month, by the way. They're going to transform a blank canvas to a finished piece in oil. The three gallery artists are Jeff Fennell, Janae Elder, and Sylvia Trujillo. And while they're painting, they'll answer questions about their work and the process. In the meantime, Peter Stone, owner of Art and Soul, provides the soothing, inspirational background music. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Peter bought the gallery about a year ago. And on Sunday mornings, he has chanting in chai every Sunday morning from 9:30 to 11. It's really quite amazing.
Chanting in chai, you say?
Chanting in chai, yes. And he's going to be doing the same thing during this particular demonstration in art while three artists paint. And that takes place on March the 22nd from 12 to 2. So he's going to be chanting from 9:30 to 11. And then, again, having some background gorgeous music from 12 to 2. And the Art and Soul Gallery, if, in case we have some folks joining us from other areas, is at 247 East Main, right next to the Chase Bank.
247 East Main Street in Ashland. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
Teresa.
I hope you'll come in sometime.
One of these days. Thanks so much for calling, Teresa. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 to join the conversation, talk about arts events where you are. Obed is now welcomed to First Friday. Hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great. I'm great. Thank you. Well, I'm calling in from Askew Theater Company. Mm-hmm. We are a new workshop theater company here in the area. We focus on new works from new and emerging playwrights and writers.
Mm-hmm.
We're originally from Los Angeles, formed in 2009, but I wanted to invite everyone to our first production here in the Rogue Valley. We are producing a 10-minute play reading festival featuring 12 plays from writers from the Pacific Northwest,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the United States, and even as far as Australia. Each play covers a slice of life 10 minutes at a time, is how we like to call it.
Okay, and where and when?
We are presenting the first six plays on March 13, 14, 15, and finishing off with the remaining six plays on March 21st and the 22nd. Performances will be held at the Ashton Bellevue Grange at 1050 Coleman Creek. And you can get more information about that at our website at Askew Theater. That's askewtheatre.org for more information and to purchase tickets.
Okay.
The tickets are $12 general admission, and we are able to present this event thanks to a very generous grant from the Oregon Shakespeare Fair Program.
All right. Well, that's fun to hear about another theater company in the Rogue Valley, Askew Theater Company, performing at the Bellevue Grange in Ashland. Those dates again, March 13, 14, 15, and 21, or 20, 21, and 22. Obed,
yes.
Thanks for sharing the information with us today.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you there.
All right. Take it easy. Another phone line now available here on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's turn now, though, to we actually, because of the fact they're in class, we did allow the folks at the Crater Performing Arts Group to call this in advance. So let's go to the folks at Crater.
Hello there, and good morning. My name is Davey Kashuba, and I am the drama, dance, and film as literature teacher at Crater Renaissance Academy on the Crater High School campus, a part of Central Point School District 6. I'm reaching out to you today to tell you about an exciting event happening at Crater Performing Arts Center this weekend and next. Horton the Elephant, the Cat in the Hat, and all of your favorite Dr. Seuss characters will be springing to life on stage in our upcoming production of Seussical the Musical, written by Tony Award-winning writers Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. Based on selections from the enormously popular works, this show is a delightful foray into the heart of Dr. Seuss and jam-packed with catchy tunes and unforgettable characters. Featuring talented actors from the high school, middle school, and elementary school levels, Seussical has a cast of over 50 and is directed by me, Davey Kashuba, along with choreographer Holly Nienhaus, music director Shane Flock, and production coordinator Katie Jensen. Tickets are $12 for general admission and $8 for students, seniors, and veterans with valid ID. Performances will be Friday, March 6th at 7 p.m., Saturday, March 7th at 7 p.m., Sunday matinee on March 8th at 2 p.m., and the following weekend, Friday, March 13th at 7 p.m., Saturday, March 14th at 7 p.m., and one more Sunday matinee, March 15th at 2 p.m. These performances will all take place at the Crater Performing Arts Center, located at 655 North 3rd Street, Central Point, Oregon. More information can be found on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/craterpac, or on our website, which is sites.google.com/district6.org/craterpac. Thank you so much for your time today, and we hope to see you there.
So let's move on the phone lines. And we move on now to Hyla with the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Hi, so what's going on?
Well, we have this really exciting exhibit that just opened, and it will be highlighted for First Friday. Eileen Bowie hails from this area, and she's an amazing artist. Her pieces are really surrealistic, and I can't, when you look at them, you go, oh, really? Very thoughtful, incredible to see. In fact, when I came up the stairs after they had done the installation, there's a very large one in the small gallery, and I went, because it was just breathtaking.
Okay.
It's open now, and the museum is open from 10 until 5, Tuesday through Saturday, and on First Friday we're open until 9. So don't be afraid. Come up and visit us, and it's just an incredible exhibit, and it'll be here till the end of March. And in Gallery 1, downstairs, Doug Iverson is the artist of the month, and he's an expert in manipulating watercolor on Yupo paper. So his work is really fascinating, and he'll be demonstrating some of it on First Friday. Then we have a very exciting announcement next Friday, Friday the 13th. Our second Friday poetry night is celebrating its 10th anniversary. 10 years, I can't believe it. And the optional theme for, obviously, First Friday, or second Friday, is Friday the 13th. So it's a very fun evening where people come and they read their poems, they listen to poems, they have a little food, they socialize, and it's just for 10 years. And finally, I want to tell you about Craig Van Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be playing for us on March 19th. Every month we have a concert, and these are musicians from all over the world. And he actually comes from Alaska, but he travels all over the world. And I think he actually sent you a clip of his new CD that's not even out yet.
He did indeed. He sent me a whole raft of stuff to play and suggested I play this one called The House About Kirk Michael. So he'll be playing at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Here is Craig Van Kirk.
There's a house about Kirk Michael out upon the Irish Sea, where it's written on the doorway where the windows used to be, that all who come inside will be tucked in for a lovely evening tea.
That again, Craig Van Kirk will be playing at, was it March 19th?
March 19th,
mm-hmm.
And doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $20. Concert is from 7 to 9. We're located at 229 Southwest G Street in downtown Grants Pass, and our website is gpmuseum.com.
Can't ask for an easier way to find you than that. gpmuseum.com gets you right to the Grants Pass Museum of Art. A lot going on this month and every month. I love the second Friday poetry, especially with the great theme you have this month.
Right.
All kinds of fun. Thanks, Hyla. Good to hear from you.
Thanks. See you next month.
You bet. Phone lines open at 800-838-3760 to join our First Friday Art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. Another theater company now, Vajra for Archetypal Theater. Vajra, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Yes, the Archetypal Theater, we have a new original play by Wolfgang Nebmeyer, who happens to be married to me. That's mm-hmm. a good thing. And it's called Murder on Fifth Avenue. Excuse me, The Trial of Anthony Kyle. And it's a 16-character courtroom drama based on a fictional incident, which we hope remains fictional. And it's we all remember when Trump said during his campaign in 2016, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and wouldn't lose any voters.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, it's like incredible, he said. So it's based on that fictional incident, such as that, and Anthony Kyle is a Secret Service officer who, after the shooting rampage by POTUS, tries to calm him down and talk him into giving up his weapon when he himself is shot in his leg, and he defends himself with his service weapon from an imminent second shot. So the question is he guilty of murder? And it's not so much a play about the POTUS, but it lays out a scope of testimony that focuses less on him than on the character, the personality, the stature of the other people involved in the aftermath, the witnesses. We see it, the incident, through their eyes and their experience and their character. And we have a terrific cast. We've got Jeff Ridden from down there.
Oh, sure.
Rick Hagerman from Medford. Yeah. And we've got a couple of Barnstormer veterans, Madeline DeCourcy and Tricia Drevitz, and several others. And it's going to be held March 14th, a Saturday evening, at 6:30 p.m. At the Gresham Room of the Ashland Library. And it's free. and there'll be refreshments. And we're still looking for one male actor, 20s to 30s, to play one of the roles, one of the witnesses. So if somebody wants to contact us about that, they can reach us at info@shaktimoon.com. And Shakti is spelled shakti-moon.com, info@shaktimoon.com.
Okay, and so is there, again, the play will be March 14th at the Ashland Library at 6:30?
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
And tell us the title again.
The title is Murder on Fifth Avenue, The Trial of Anthony Kyle.
Okay, all right, sounds like an interesting work, and thanks for sharing it with us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. It's very interesting. The characters are really fascinating. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Sure. Have fun with that, Vajra. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760. Let's turn now to Mike at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, I'm here. We're in announcement season, and so we're announcing lots of shows. We've got another season announcement for our Brit Presents series next Friday. But we've got a little surprise this morning that I wanted to let out, and I'm telling you here before we officially announce it at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, boy.
We have set our date for Best of Brit, which is a fundraiser for our education department.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great night of fantastic food from all sorts of different restaurants in the area and wine from wineries. We have beer for the beer people, too. And the fun part about this is we finally found a great band to match up this year. So on July 9th, we are going to be bringing back the Happy Together Tour.
All right.
This features the Turtles and many other bands. Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, The Association, Mark Lindsay, who was the lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders. The Vogues are on the list this year. They weren't the last time they were here. And then I always love them, the Cowsills. I think we had a little clip to play, didn't we?
You do indeed. You sent me in advance the Turtles doing Happy Together. So let's feel the happiness. Boy, music was so upbeat back then, wasn't it, Mike?
It was. And all of these bands had great music like that, too. It's just going to be a fun, nostalgic evening on the Hill all the way around. Started off with a great party, really. So I just wanted to announce that. Again, it's going to be July 9th. We'll be putting tickets on sale for the Best of Brit event this morning at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want to hold out for the concert, we'll get to that down the road. But right now, the Best of Brit tickets will be on sale.
So when are the rest of the announcements about the season coming?
The next announcement will be next Friday, March 13th. And then we'll be doing a final announcement with the majority of the season on April 9th.
Okay. All kinds of fun stuff coming up for the Hill at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville this year once again.
Yep.
So what is the earliest date, the very first concert that you have?
The first concert that we have so far is Tanya Tucker, and I believe that's June 9th that we've got that assigned for.
Okay, so not until June.
Check our website at britfest.org. I'm working with so many dates right now, I get them scrambled.
No doubt. I know what it's like trying to produce a radio show, and you have to think in a bunch of different time zones at the same time. But okay, so things happening about 3 months out, but we got the little flavor for July 9th and the Happy Together Tour. Mike from the Brit Festival, thanks so much for joining us once again. Okay, so we have the phone lines all open if you'd like to join us on First Friday Arts. Meanwhile, let's bring back our opening song, but in a longer version, the Carter Family with March Wind's Gonna Blow My Blues All Away.
In my back door someday, sun's gonna shine in my back door someday, sun's gonna shine in my back door someday, March wind's gonna blow my blues all away.
Low down farm on dirty
back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away. What will become of you, God only knows. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind.